Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Lamed Beis. We will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis at the beginning of the new perek. Says the Mishnah, Kala Psulim Shishachtu. Any of the various people who are disqualified to do the Avoda, many of them who we have identified in our previous prakim, Shchitasan teaches us Mishnah, even though they're certainly disqualified to do the Avoda, the halach is that the Shchitasan is kosher. Shchita, because says the Mishnah, the halach is Shchita is kasher b'zorim. Shchita can be done by somebody who's not a kohen. Ubenoshim, women, b'avodim, somebody who's an eved. Ubetameim, and somebody who's tamei. Avodim, most rishonim explain. Avodim here means avodim she'enem b'shuchrorim, an eved kanani who hasn't been freed. But we know that an eved kanani has a rule. He's mechui mitzvahs kenoshim. He's mechui, he's in the same category as a woman. And therefore, even though he's not the full-fledged Jew, he's still kosher to do, he's still kosher for shechita. There are those that, that explain that Eved Kanani actually, who's not meshuchrer, may not do the avodah. Here, when we speak about avodim kananim, we're speaking about avodim kananim meshuchrorim. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though they were originally avodim, they're still now, after they are freed, considered full-fledged Jews. And since they're considered full-fledged Jews, they may do the shechita. Why does the Mishnah have to teach us the halacha regarding women? Once, asked the Rishonim, we've established that Zorim, you don't need to have a kohen do the avodah of shechita. So of course women are in the same category. So the Rishonim respond that since we know that the avoiders that require kahanim are only male kahanim, so we would think perhaps that the avoiders that are, that as Yisrael is kosher for means only a zohar, not a nekeva. That's why the Mishnah had to teach us that no, for the shechita women are kosher. Another pshat that is essentially alluded to in Tosfos is Tosfos quotes the Baal Hilchos Eretz Yisrael that says that women should not shecht. And the fact that the Ogur says that women should not shecht. And in fact, the Ramah in the first simon of Hilchos Shechita says that that's our minig, that women typically don't shecht. However, says the Tosfos that that's only a chumra ba'alma, and therefore certainly even lechatchila women may shecht. Why is it different by women versus, why is it different by kotshim versus by chulin? That we said usually a woman shouldn't shecht, and for kotshim we're saying, Tais is saying, and that's the way most Rishonim hold, that even lechatchila a woman should shecht, may shecht. So some explain that in the Beis HaMikdash there were many Kohanim who were supervising what was going on, and since there are many Kohanim supervising, we can be sure the Shechita was done properly. Another pshat is that because Kotshim are so very serious, as we of course understand, even if there's a concern that somebody normally may not do the shechita properly, such a concern doesn't exist when it comes to kachim, given the seriousness that we treat kachim with. However, very interesting psak, very interesting explanation from the Shalom Eishiv. The Shalom Eishiv explains that kachim, why are we usually, as we said a moment ago, our custom is that women shouldn't shecht. So he explains the reason is because usually women don't learn in yeshiva hilchos shechita, and therefore they're not that accustomed to the halachas, they're not that knowledgeable in the halachas, and therefore we don't want them lechatchila to shecht, says the Shalom Eishiv. However, when it comes to kabbonis, women are obligated to bring kabbonis, no less the men. If a woman, chas v'shalom, was mechal Shabbos b'shagig, the halacha is that she's obligated to bring a korban chatas, no different that a man would be mechuyev to bring a carbon chatas under such circumstances. So therefore he explains, since the halach of shechita by men and women is the same, so women were very familiar with hilchas shechita. And because they were so familiar with hilchas shechita, hilchas kabbonis, and of course an essential part of hilchas kabbonis is knowing hilchas shechita, therefore when it comes to kachim, we could be confident that women know the halachas properly, and therefore they could shecht. In fact, it turns out, many of the mefarshim make this observation after quoting the Shalom Eishiv, that women, we know there's a discussion in Paiskim, if women are obligated to daven, what part of tefillah women are obligated to be mispalo, but it turns out that it could very well be that the part of tefillah that speaks to karbonis is the part of tefillah that women are most connected to. Because as we just explained, women had to bring karbonis, and women and all the halachas of karbonis that apply to men perhaps apply to women, or certainly many of them. And therefore, when a woman is davening, maybe she should specifically say karbonis even more than all other tefillahs. The Rishonim already quote a Tosfos in Masechta Kedushin, that even though we're learning, and we're going to learn so in the Gemara in a moment also, that the halacha is that a woman is a zar, and a woman are allowed a shecht, the halacha is, the minig was, that the kahanim would only allow themselves to shecht kabbonis. The only time, typically, Yisraelim, Zorim, would shecht a carbon, were kabbonis that if a person brought his own carbon and he was able to shecht, those were the kabbonis that typically somebody would shecht himself. There's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that when Shmuel came to the Beis HaMikdash with his mother Chana, and they brought kabbonis, a Gemara, and set the brachas daf lamed aleph on the days. So the Gemara says, Chazinu Shmuel, the Bahabi bossa koyin lemishkat. Shmuel saw that they were looking for a koyin to do the shechita. Amalahu, so Shmuel said, Lamalchalu duri bossa koyin lemishkat. Why are you specifically looking for a koyin to do the shechita? Didn't we just learn in our Mishnah, shechita bezara kshera? Amalahu, so Eli, when he heard Shmuel, said, Name is Shapa Ka'amit. What you're saying is very correct. However, Myra Halacha Atlufnei Rabach, you're being a Myra Halacha in front of me, Eli, and therefore a Myra Halacha Atlufnei Rabbi is Chayiv Misa. So, when Mepharshim asked, it's an open Mishnah that Shechitut Ksheir Bizar. Our Mishnah we just learned. That was a Myra Halacha Atlufnei Rabbi, in which Shmuel revealed this halacha. So the Arsamech says a chiddush. The Arsamech says a chiddush that Shmuel was telling them that since shechitas ksheira bizar, so it's obviously not considered a full-fledged avoida. And even though we've learned and will learn that kohanim must wear the big day kahuna, he was telling them for shechita, kahanim don't have to wear the big day kahuna, and that was his chiddush, to which Eli said, "Your mayor halacha b'fnei rabbah." Another teretz that I saw from the Chassam Sofer is as follows, and it's all connected to what we just discussed. And even though shechita is ksheir bizar, as Tosfos we quoted in Masechta Kedushin says, typically they were careful that only kahanim miyuchasim should do the shechita. Kahanim who are miyuchasim, Kohanim acted appropriately. We all know that the sons of Eli and Pinchas, the son of Eli, Hophni and Pinchas, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel, did not act so appropriately. So, what happened was, Shmuel came to the Beis HaMikdash, and they had to bring a carbon, and they were looking for the Kohanim, to which Shmuel said, we only have to look for Kohanim when the Kohanim who are doing the Avoida act appropriately, so then it's proper that only Kohanim Yuchasim should do the Shechita. But your children aren't acting on such a high Madrega. And therefore, there is no point specifically to look for Kahanim. That was the chiddush of what Shmuel said, to which Eli said, you are Moira Halacha Lefnei Rabbah. Another very interesting pshat I saw is that Shmuel, Eli wanted to have Shmuel killed for being a Moira Halacha Lefnei Rabbah, to which Chana started begging Eli not to have that happen. So Eli, because this was her one son, Shmuel. So Shmuel said to her, I'll daven that you should have another son. So she says, Aranar hazeh hispalalti, ani ho isha hanitzeves imach. I'm the woman, don't you recall that I'm the woman that stood here davening for this child, and you heard, you were here and you gave me a bracha that I should have this child. The Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, Ani Aisha Nitzeves Imach, that whole parasha of Chana is used to teach us many halachas of tefillah. And from there we learn the halacha that when somebody is davening, no one is allowed to pass in front of that person. Ani Aisha Nitzeves Imach, I was standing in tefillah, and you stood, didn't pass in front of me because I was davening. What was Chana saying to Eli? Says the Sefer Mile de Mordechai. Beautiful pshat. He explains what she was saying was that I davened. If I wasn't mechuyev in tefillah, then my davening would not be a davening. And if my davening wouldn't be a davening, then there wouldn't be any concern that you shouldn't have a reason not to walk in front of me. Then why didn't you walk in front of me? Because my davening is a davening. And it has all the hilchos tefillah. Why does it have all of the hilchos tefillah? Because like we learned, Ishik Sheir, Shchitik Sheir B'Nashim, women are mechuyev in Kabbonis, like we explained, and women are mechuyev to daven for that reason. So Shchitik Sheir B'Nashim, Shchitik certainly Sheir B'Zarim. So Shmuel isn't teaching anything new that we didn't learn earlier. And therefore, she said, he didn't say anything new, and he doesn't deserve to die. Interesting, machlokes achronim, however, I didn't see, that was saying now, shechitas ksher b'zorim, is that also on Shabbos? The Rishash, the Beis Halevi, say that only for Kohanim is there a halacha that whatever carbon may be brought on Shabbos, you're allowed to even do chilul Shabbos if that's part of the avodah, but that was only set to Kohanim, not to Zorim. And therefore they say that a Kohen there on Shabbos, a Zor would not be allowed to do the Shechita. Daruch Ner disagrees, and Daruch Ner says that even on Shabbos, any time that a Karmen may be brought, the Shechita may be done to Zorim. The Mishnah said, B'tmeim, that the Shechita may also be done with B'tmeim, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that is only the Di'evet, L'chatchila, Shechita should not be done with B'tmeim. But of course the question is, if somebody is Tamei, as soon as he picks up the knife, he's going to be making the knife Tamei. So why is there no concern? How can we allow him to shech? And as the Mefarshim go on to say, the Rishayim say, we can't suggest that he should wear gloves, because, as we learned in the previous parakim, there's not going to be any chatzitza between the hand of a person doing the avoida and the person doing the avoida, so wearing gloves would be a chatzitza. So how could he hold the knife? So one teretz that I saw is that we're talking about somebody who's a tamei sheretz, and somebody who's tamei sheretz isn't metame kelim. Another teretz that I saw, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Chulin, Shechita doesn't necessarily have to be done with a knife. Now Mishnah speaking about a case where they use something else instead of a knife. The Rambam's approach is that our Mishnah is not speaking about a l'chatchila situation. Certainly l'chatchila, he can't shecht. We're talking about if he shechted, what would be the halacha. Furthermore, the Rishonim discuss, given that a tamei is not allowed to go into the azara, how could he shecht the animal, if the animal's in the Azori, he's not allowed to go into it. So, some explain that there were spats along the wall between the Azori outside the Azara with Tameim were allowed to stay in. Another teretz that suggested is that Tamei Meis is allowed to go in to the Machne Levia, so he stood right next to the door, and that's how he shechted. Another teretz is that he was sitting on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, Gagin Valius Loinaskatshu, and that's how he did the Shechita. Rafilu, this halacha that anybody could do the shechita of a carbon was said even mekachi kachim. Uvat shloit tmeim noid mebasar. However, the halacha is that not allowed to touch the meat. Because by touching the meat, they make the meat tamei. Here too, the mefarshim ask, we know that something doesn't become tamei unless it's mukshel kabel tuma, has to become wet. And where is the hachshar kabel tuma that the person who's tamei touches the meat will become tamei? So one teretz that I saw is that it's referring to a situation that right before they shechted the animal, they washed it, and because of that, it had a chance to do what it's still wet, and that's how it became mukshel kabel tuma. Another pshat that I saw is that chibas hakodesh. We've learned and going to learn a concept of chibas hakodesh. The chibas hakodesh is machshurit to be mekabel tuma. Lefikach, says the Mishnah, since we learned that all of these individuals may do the shechita, hein paislam machshava. All of the halach that we learned in the previous parak about Kigel, where somebody had the wrong machshava and makes the carbon possible, applies even by Yisroel if they had the wrong machshava. And says the Mishnah, the kulo shekibos adam, if when they did the kabbalah adam, they had a machshava of chutz uzman or chutz l'mekaymai, since they're disqualified to do the Kabbalah Saddam, so their act is a meaningless act, and their machshava is a meaningless machshava, and therefore it won't become pigul. And therefore, im yesh tama nefesh, if there's still blood available to do the zrika Saddam with, yach sakosh v'kabal, they should do it with the remaining dama nefesh that's left from the animal. Says the Mishnah, kibal akosher v'nosin l'apostle. If somebody whose kosher did the Kabbalah Saddam, and he gave the blood to somebody that's possible, yachs l'kosher, we should give it back to the kosher koyim. If we recall, when we learned the Gemara earlier in Daf Dalet, Yud Dalet, we learned there was a shaila of halacha shle berego, shmo halacha, if somebody passes blood without walking with it, is it considered halacha or not? And based on the two sides of that question, there are two ways of understanding the Mishnah. If we hold halacha shlomo beregel shmo halacha, so if somebody passed the blood to Yisrael, it was considered a halacha, and since it wasn't done properly, it should be returned to the kohen that he should do it. He should be the one to transport the blood all the way to the mizbeach. If, on the other hand, we hold halacha shlomo beregel lo shmo halacha, so that all that would be, so nothing really improper happened, and all that would require is that if the kohen passed it to Yisrael, the Yisrael should stand still, the kohen should walk over to where he is and start carrying the blood toward the mizbeach. Kiva b'yaminoi, if the kabbalah saddam was done b'yamin, the nosin l'smoiloi, and then he put it into the left hand of the kohen, yachs l'yaminoi should put it back in his right hand. Here too, there are two ways of understanding this. Some say is because the entire halacha has to be done with the dam in the right hand of the kohen. Another pshat is that actually the halacha can be done with the kohen transporting the blood in his left hand. But we're concerned that if he's going to hold it in his left hand, he may come to do the zrikas adam with his left hand, which we know is asur. Therefore, he should keep it in his right hand. Kibah b'kli kodesh v'nasan kli chol. If he did the Kabbalah with a Kli Kodesh and then he put the blood into Kli Chol, Yachsel Kli Kodesh. He should put it back into Kli Kodesh. Halacha is all the avoiders have to burn with a Kli Sharis. Nishmech min a Kli our Ritzba Vosfer. If after it was Kabbalah Saddam and a Keli, it was poured on the floor and then it was picked up, the halacha is that's kosher. And as we've learned, Pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. If the blood fell directly from the neck of the animal onto the floor, the halacha is that blood can never be used. Here we're referring to a situation that it fell first. It was taken into the keli, and it was from the keli that it fell onto the floor. And since it was from the keli that fell onto the floor, that blood could be reused. However, points out the Sfasemis from the wording of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, V'osvoy, it means that only with the Eved should that blood be reused. V'chatchila, one shouldn't take blood from the floor to use for doing the Zrikas Hadam. However, the Sfasemis goes on to say that that is only in a situation where there's still dam in the neck of the animal. So since there's still dam in the neck of the animal, it's certainly better to use blood that came directly from the neck of the animal versus blood that spilled on the floor. But if there is no other blood available, rather than discarding the entire carbon, certainly we should pick up that blood and use it to accomplish the Zrikas Hadam. Nasma Gava Keves, if the blood was put on the ramp, or Shloi Kenegad Yisoid, as we've learned extensively in the previous parak, two walls of the Mizbeach had a Yisoid, a base. The other two walls only had the base extending an amma. The halacha is that whenever Zrikas Adam is done, it should be done on a spot in the wall over which there is a base. If somebody did the Zrikas Adam on the keves, or somebody did the Zrikas Adam on the wall where there is no Yisoid under it, or Nosnas Nitana Lamata Lamala, Nas Nitana Lamala Lamata, instead of doing the Zrikas Adam, certain times the Zrikas Adam has to be done on the bottom half, he did it on the upper half, or vice versa. Or sanitonim b'fnim b'chutz, dam that was supposed to be put inside, or the mizbech apnim was put on the mizbech achitzu, or vice versa, the sanitonim b'chutz were put b'fnim. Im yesh dam ha-nefesh, if there's still dam ha-nefesh, if there's still dam ha-nefesh, yach sa'kosh v'yikabel, then he should redo it. And if not, he should take dam ha-nefesh and redo it. Here too, as we recall from the previous parak, there's two ways of understanding the Mishnah, based on what is the halacha if the zrika was done in the wrong place. If we hold that zrika shlem kaimai, the zrika done in the wrong place was done, it's disqualified zrika, our Mishnah is teaching us a very simple din, that since the zrika that was done improperly, it has to be redone again. That's why the Mishnah says, take tam ha-nefesh and redo it. However, according to the opinion of Shmuel, who in the previous parak taught us that Zrika Shleim Kim Kaimadami, that even if the Zrika was done in the wrong place, the Zrika is still considered acceptable Zrika. Or, the only nafkamina, as we learned, is that the meat of such a carbon will not be allowed to be eaten. So why would our Mishnah say that if such a Zrika was done, do we have to redo the Zrika? So we explained in the previous parak, Shmuel will explain that our Mishnah is talking about a case with somebody who's disqualified did a Zrika Shlagim Kaimai, and our Mishnah is teaching us that somebody who's disqualified did a Zrika Shlagim Kaimai, if there's still dam left in the animal, that Zrika should be redone. Says the Gemara, Shachtai, the Mishnah began that one of these individuals who was disqualified did the Shchita. It seems to mean the Eved, that Shchita is only acceptable b'di'evit. L'chatchila, loy. But l'chatchila, the halach is, they should not do the shchita. For many, as the Gemara says in the Braisa, b'shochat, to teach us, shchita b'zor k'shera. Because shchita k'shera b'zorim, shchita k'sh b'zorim, b'v'noshim, b'avodim, b'tmeim, all of these individuals, v'afil b'kotchi k'otchim, I ain't to continue the Braisa el b'kahanim. We would think that shchita must be done only by kahanim. Amar. Let's understand this. Why would make you think that shechita should only be done by the kohanim? Because the Torah says, "Va'ato b'necho itcho tishmeres kunaschem v'chol dvar hamizbeach." To teach us that the avoider of the Beis Hamikdash has to be strictly with kohanim. Yochel at b'shechita. We would think that so is the halacha even regarding shechita. Tamaloimer, the shakras ben abakul fnei Hashem v'kriva, the teachers me kabbalah ve'elch mitzvah kuna. Only from kabbalah and on must we use kohanim. Limit that comes to teach us shchita, that the shchita halacha is k'sheira b'kol adam. Anybody could do the shchita. So now we have a question. Our Mishnah seems to say that shchita should only be done chit could be done only by these people, but the Eved. And this Bryce is teaching us that even Chathila, these individuals may do Shechita. Of course, there are exceptions to the rules. There are certain Kabbalists that the Shechita has to be done by Kahanim. The Shechita of the Parah Aduma is one such rule that it has to be done strictly by Kahanim. Another place is the Par Kohen Gadol. We learned in Sech Tahariyus that certain cases the Kohen Gadol had to bring a special carbon. The halach is that the Shechita has to, in those cases, be done by Kahanim. But under normal circumstances, a Shechita is kosher l'chatchila b'zorim. So why is Amish to seem to say that it's only kosher b'diyavid? There's a very sharp word from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael, the Majid Rebbe on this Gemara. He says, Mikabola ve'elech mitzvah kuna. He says, the Gemara is teaching us, Mikabola, who is qualified to learn Kabbalah, mitzvah kuhuna? Only Kahanim. Only people who are in a high madrega, who have learned Shas or Paiskim, they're allowed to learn Kabbalah. But back to our Gemara, how can we say that Shechita is only kosher with these individuals by the Eved? Answers the Gemara, who are the Nilfechila Tchila Nami? Incorrect. Even Chathil, all these people may do the Shechita. However, Shem the Kabbalah Misne, Tameim, could Amish the list Tameim as one of the individuals who may do the Shechita? That dear halach is l'chatchila loy, l'chatchila a tamei should not do the shechita. Gzeira shem yigu b'basar. Because we're concerned that they may touch the meat of the carbon and make the meat tamei. That's why Amishna uses the word shakta, because a tamei l'chatchila should not do the shechita. Ask the Rishonim, why is the Gemara only concerned that they're going to touch the meat? Why are we not concerned that they're going to come into the azara? And we know, as we said earlier, that somebody who's Tamei may not come into the Azara. So answer the Rishonim. We're not referring here to an individual who's deliberately doing the wrong thing. We're talking about people who want to do the right thing. And therefore they explain as follows. Somebody who's Tamei knows that he's not allowed to go into the Azara. And therefore, as we explained, and we'll explain this more soon, he does the Shechit in a way that he doesn't walk in to the Azara. However, while he's shechting, and not intending to touch the meat, but in the course of shechita, he may accidentally come to touch the meat. And because we have that, that's a concern that will be totally by accident, and that's why the Gemara prefers to mention that concern. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out, a very interesting psak, that even though we're saying that the shechita is kosher with tamei, if a tamei shechted a carbon, he has to tell us that he knows for sure that he didn't touch the animal. If he can't tell us for sure that he didn't touch the animal, we need to be concerned that he touched it and it became Tamei because he is Tamei and he touched the animal. As the Rishonim, we could understand this halacha what are we learning? That if he did the Shechita and is a Safik, if he touched it, we're going to have to be Machmer and not allow that carbon to be used. So ask the Mefarshim, as I was about to say, we could understand that if the Shechita was done in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Because we know what Halach is, Safik Tamei Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then we have a Safik Tamei Rosh Hashanah Yochid, the Halach is that it's Tamei. But Shechita, if it was done Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, if it was done by the base of Migdash, which is Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, so we have a rule that Safik Tamei Rosh Hashanah Rabbin is Tahor. So why over here do we have to be Machmer? Explain the Mefarshim. It's not enough that we should assume or have a fair halachic assumption that this is kosher. It requires so much more. What kosher requires is that tishmeru, that we have to know for sure that it's tar. And if we don't know for certain that it's tar, then we will have to be Machmer and not allow this carbon to be used. Ask the Gemara, but we're saying now that if a Tamei shechted the carbon, but the Eved is acceptable, as we just finished explaining, the Tamei, the Eved Shapadami, doesn't the Torah say, the Samach B'Shochet? The Torah puts together, the Torah is Makish Talachas Asmicha, Talachas Ashchita. Masmicha must be done by Tahirim. Ashchita doesn't that teach that the Shchita has to be done by Tahirim. So how could a Tamei do the Shchita and it should be acceptable by the Eved? Answers the Gemara. That's only midrabbanim. Midaraisa, if somebody Tamei did the Shechita, it's acceptable. This is only midrabbanim. Ask the Gemara. Maishna smicha. Why by smicha can we only have a Torah person doing the smicha? The ksiv, because the Torah uses the words lifnei Hashem. Ask the Gemara. Shchita nami. Doesn't the Torah use the words lifnei ksiv lifnei Hashem? So shouldn't that be indicative that somebody who's tamei can't do the shchita because he can't be lifnei Hashem? Answers the Gemara. Efshad avet sakin ruchav shachet. He could take a long knife and shecht, and it won't require him to be in the Azara. Ask the Gemara, smicha nami, so why don't we say the same by smicha, efshadamayal yodav samach, that he should stand outside of the Azara and do smicha from standing outside. Answers the Gemara, and we begin now a sugya called Biyav Mitzvah Shmadiyah. This man Domer is of the opinion that even partial entry into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azara, is considered full-fledged entry, and therefore it's awesome. Interesting shaila. What does Biyah B'mitzvah Shema Biyah mean? As Rav Elchanan discusses, does Biyah B'mitzvah Shema Biyah mean that the halacha is that if somebody walks, even comes impartially, the halacha views him as if he came in completely? Or does Biyah B'mitzvah Shema Biyah mean that, of course, if he only came in partially, he hasn't come in completely? But the Torah is teaching us that wherever Biyah's asur, even Biyah B'mitzvah, which physically is not considered a full-fledged Biyah, will still be asur. Before we go further, when we think about this shaila of Biyah B'mitzvah, it's relevant to us also, because we know what halacha is, Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of our Chaim, Siman Dalet, Paskins, that if somebody enters into a Beis HaKisei, he has to wash his hands. What will be the halacha if there was only a Biyah B'mitzvah? He only stuck his hand into the washroom. Will he have to wash his hand? And clearly, if we hold Biyah B'mitzvah, the Masham and the Sefer Das Torah says that certainly if we hold the Biyah B'mitzvah, Shema Biyah, even partial entry into a Beis HaKisei would require one to wash his hands. I did see a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer who suggests that certainly, if somebody only put one hand into a washroom, only that hand would have to be washed. And furthermore, he says, perhaps nowadays, with the question of our Beis HaKisei, is it considered a halachic Beis HaKisei, given that we have modern plumbing, it could be we could be more lenient, even if you hold Biyah B'mitzvah Shema Biyah. Continues the Gemara, Rav Chisda Masni Ipcha. Rav Chisda learned the Braisa, just the opposite. The Samach V'Shachat, to teach us ma shchita b'tayrim, just like shchita must be done with somebody who's tar, af smicha b'tayrim, so too smicha must be done by somebody who's tar. Ask the Gemara, mashnas shchita, why are you saying that shchita must be done by somebody who's tar? Dik siv lefnei Hashem. The shchita has to be done in the Azara, and somebody who's tamei cannot enter into the Azara. Ask the Gemara, if so, smicha nami Ksiv lifnei Hashem, Efsher, answered the Gemara, the Ma'al Yod of the Samach. So the difference here is that whereas the previous opinion held that Biyah B'mitzvah Shma Biyah, and therefore standing outside the Azara and just putting his hands in to do the Smicha will be a problem of Biyah B'mitzvah Shma Biyah, this Mandomar holds just the opposite. Biyah B'mitzvah Lo Shma Biyah, and therefore it will be acceptable to stand outside the Azara and do the smicha that way. Ask the Gemara, if we're now holding the Biyah B'mitzvah Lo Shma Biyah, and you could stand outside and do the shchita and do the smicha that way, so why don't we say the same by shchita nami? Efshe the oven sakin aruch v'shachet, stand outside the Azara, use a long knife and do the shchita. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, who is the Tan of this Braisa? Shimon HaTamani. The Tanya, the pasuk says v'shachet as ben abak lufnei Hashem, the Tanakhama holds v'lo yishoich lufnei Hashem. The shoichet doesn't have to stand in the Azara. Shimon HaTamani, however, holds menayin shiyoy yodav shishoichet lufnei minash nishchot, that the person who's doing the shchita has to be standing even closer in the Azara than the animal. Tamaloymer v'shoichet as ben habakor lufnei Hashem, shoichet as habakor yiflei Hashem. The person who does the shchita has to be standing in the Azara, and therefore since he has to be standing in the Azara, that's why Shimon HaTumani holds that a person who's Tamei can never do the Shtut. Before we begin the next Gemara, just a few words of introduction. We know there were the three Machnas. Machna Shechina, Machna Leviyah, Machna Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash proper is the Machna Shechina. The Har HaBayis is the Machna Leviyah. And the rest of Yerushalayim, actually technically not just the rest of Yerushalayim, but any city that has a wall, but that's not relevant to our Shia today, is considered Machna Yisrael. The halacha is that different people who are Tamei, depending on what Tumah, may have to remain outside of different Machnas. A Metzora is not allowed to be in any of the three Machnas. A Balkeri or a Zov may be in Yerushalayim, but he's not allowed to be a Machna Levi and Machna Shechina. Somebody who's a Tamei Meis, Midaraisa, is only excluded from the Machna Shechina. Furthermore, the Torah describes the purification process for somebody who was a Metzora. And the Torah teaches us that after he's no longer a Metzora, he has to bring two Tzipirim, and they shecht them, they shecht one of them, and they sprinkle the blood on him, and the other Metzora is sent away. Then they completely shave all his hair, and he goes to the mikveh. He waits 7 days. On the seventh day, he again shaves all of his body hair, goes to the mikveh again. He's now in the category of a tefil yoyim. And at night, he's even allowed to eat truma. But he's still considered a mechusa kippurim. And as we've learned, a mechusa kippurim may not eat kachin. The next day, he brings his karbonus. He has to bring a karbon oil, he has to bring a karbon chatos. He has to bring a carbon asham and a loik shel shemen. The carbon shechs the carbon asham and sprinkles from the blood of the dama asham on his right big toe, on his right thumb, and his right earlobe. Then he takes from the loik hashemen and does the same. And the rest of the loik, he pours on his head. And here we have a real issue. The Kayin obviously did the avoida of shechting the carbon asham in the Azara. He now has to bring the Metzora, who is still a Mechusa Kippurim, may not enter the Azara. So where does he stand while this is all done, the spritzing? He stood in the Shar Nikner, and he stuck his fingers inside the Azara like that. He should be able to have this avoida done to him. The Shar Nikner, as the Gemara in Masechet Yuma explains, was specifically not Niskadish. Specifically did not have the Kedusha of Azara. It specifically did not have the Kedusha of Azara in order that the Yitzhara should be able to stand there. So begins the Gemara. Amar Ula Amar Eish Lakish. Tamei Shehichnish Yad Lefnim. If somebody who's Tamei just puts his hands into the Azara, likely he gets Malkus. Shenemar B'Kol Kodesh Leisiga. And we learn from the Pasuk of a Kol Kodesh Leisiga, and we'll discuss this more tomorrow. Here it's referring to a woman who had a child, and after she having a boy, after a week she's Tamei, after a week she, or by a girl 2 weeks, she's Tamei, then afterwards begins a period of 33 days by boy, 66 days of a girl. The halach is, at that point, she's Tohar, she's allowed to have relations with her husband, even if she's having emissions. Again, I always emphasize, this is only Midaraisa, this is not the way we act nowadays. But the Torah adds regarding her in these days, B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, V'lamigdash Leitavai. Makash Bia L'Negia. So the Torah spoke about Negia and Bia. Ma Negia B'Nitzah Shino Negia. The definition of the word Negia means just to touch. Ach Bia B'Mitzah Shma Bia. And therefore, if they just stick their hand into the place where they're not allowed to, the halacha is there will be a chiyuv malchus. Esver v'shilula from the following. So again, this is clearly backing, supporting Ula's position. The bia b'miksas shma bia. Ask the Gemara. Esver v'shilula mitzayra shchal shmini shloilias per pesach. And as we just learned, the mitzayra on the mitzayra is allowed to have this bia b'miksas. And obviously, the reason he's allowed to have this bia b'miksas is because there is no other way for him to have his tahara. And now, he's raw carried by Biyon. He also had a discharge that day. The tuggle. And he went into the mikveh. So even though somebody who is about carry, as I mentioned a few moments ago, is medaraisa, not allowed to go into the machne leviyah, if he already went into the mikveh, so now he's a tful yoyim, and the halach is a tful yoyim may go into the machne leviyah. Amru chachamim, that normally somebody who's a tful yoyim, we don't allow to go into the machne leviyah, and we'll explain soon why. Why? Let the essay of carbon pesach, which we know carries with it a chiyuv karis, if somebody chas v'shalom doesn't bring it, the essay of about carry walking into the harabayis that doesn't carry with it a chiyuv karis if somebody comes in. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, v'atayra afila essay ein boi. The isser of a balkeri walking on, who's a tefil yoyim, of walking into the machne leviyah, there is no isser deraisa, even an essay. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yami yohai shofet b'kal Yehuda v'yushalayim v'beit Hashem v'fnei achotzer chadosho. May achotzer chadosho? What is the wording chotzer chadosho? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shechit shubo dvorim. Yohai shofet made new rules. What was the rule? V'amar tefil yoyim ayikonis l'machne leviyah. Now, the Gemara goes back to what we were learning. If we learn, says the Gemara, the bia b'mitzvah shma bia, hechemal yadir behind us, how could the mitzayra stick his hands in? Idi v'idi, shit. Again, ask the Gemara. If we're going to say that, as Ula says, the bia b'mitzvah shma bia, how can we allow this tful yoyim to put his hands, even though he's a mitzayra? For Mitzoyra we gave a heter, but a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to put his hands into the Machne Shechina. So how could this Tful Yoyim stick his fingers in to have the purification process of a Mitzoyra if he's a Balkeri? And now, goes on the Gemara to say, that yes, not bringing Karm Pesach is an Issacharis, but on the other hand, so is a Balkeri going into the Machne Shechina, even when he's a Tful Yoyim. So Ula says to Rav Oishiyah, you yourself gave the answer. Shani Mitzayra, we can't bring a ride from Mitzayra, because since the Torah gave him a heter when he's a Mitzayra, as we said earlier, even though normally the halacha would be that he couldn't stick his hands and feet into the base, into the Azara, so for Mitzayra, because there is no other option, we've allowed it. Similarly, the halacha is Hotel Kuryov. Amr of Yosef, Kusava Ula, Ruben Zovin, according to what Ula teaches us, what will be Ralocho if you'll have most people with Zovin? And even though we learned that if most of Klaisos Tomei Me Pesach Rishon, they bring a Pesach Sheni, that's only for Tomei Mason. So what will be Ralocho if most of Klaisos was Zovin, and then they became Tomei Mason? Applying this same concept, however, hotul tumasom, hotul is versum. Amoy Abaya says by me dummy, tuma ishtiroi. Tuma, we know the Torah was makel. So just like the Torah was makel for tuma tsaras, we'll say the Torah was, when the disser of going in, of putting your fingers and hands was lifted for a tame tsaras, we'll also say it was lifted for a tful yoy. But, here, so what happened was, since he was a Tomei Tzaraas first, and for Tomei Tzaraas we allow him to have partial entry, even according to Ula to hold that partial entry is Osir, we extended even for a Tfil Yoyim. But here he was a Zav before he was a Tfil Yoyim. And for a Zav there is no Heter. So he can't apply the Heter that now would go for Tamei Meis onto the Zav. So he said, Demachkama. Well be if Reuben were Tamei Meis. And then they became Zavim. Can we say, Hoyle v'hotru t'mosun, hotru l'zivoson? So he says, yes. We can compare the two cases in. V'akati lo yidami. How can we compare the two cases? By Mitzayra Haterihi. As we learned, the Torah gave a full-fledged heter for Mitzayra to put his hands and feet, or part of them at least, into the Yazara. And therefore we could say, Hoyle v'ishtri ishtri. But Tumah, this that Klai Yisrael, if most of them are Tamei Meis, to bring a Korban Pesach, that's only the Chuyah. That was only done by the Evid. And there we should make an argument. It was only for Tumei Meis that we have the Heter. It wasn't said for Tumei Ziva. Amalei Rava, Ad Rabba. We can make a counter argument. Ifcha Mistabra. Mitzayra Heterahu. Given that Mitzayra is a Heter. And as the Chroinim explained, if it's a heter, there is no issur at all. So there is no din that a mitzayir is not allowed to put his feet and hands into the azara. So there's no heter needed, and if there's no heter, it can't be extended to a meis. Tumma on Pesach to chuyi, and then we could say malicha to chuyah, malishtei to chuyis. Mechlal. So if we're saying that in order to say the svara, a her v'hutcha chutcha, we have to say that to chuyi, mechlal, it's obviously everybody's of the opinion the chuyah b'tzibur, the tumah is the chuyah b'tzibur, not hutcha b'tzibur. Where would this be relevant? As the Rishonim explained, if it's hutcha b'tzibur, then l'chatchila we could use a kohen who's tameh. If it's only the chuyah, if we could find a kohen who's tameh, who's tar, we should use him preferably over using a kohen who's tameh.